It's quite possibly the largest steam-powered engine on the continent, and his job was the only thing that allowed work to continue here. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots. They're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality, Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
It's likely the largest of its kind.
Very probably the largest steam engine in North America. Could be beyond that, but it's five stories tall.
As Bill Cummings at the Cornish Pump and Mining Museum in Iron Mountain, Michigan explains, they have one very large exhibit here.
It's called locally the Cornish Pump, but what we're really looking at is a Cornish pumping engine. It's 54 feet high. It has a 40-foot flywheel that went into operation at its first site in 1893.
It was dismantled and brought to the mines in Iron Mountain in 1907 and used to pump water from underground.
I think it's 725 tons is what it weighs. It operated there until 1932 when the mine closed. It wasn't used exclusively for dewatering the mine after 1914. They went to electrical engines, but it was a backup.
The huge pump was brought here for a very important purpose.
Chapin Mine, which is what it was used for to dewater, was located in an area where there was a swamp also. So the west part of our downtown now is no longer a swamp, but it was swampy. And so it was very wet, exceptionally wet. So they needed to be able to get the water out of the mine so they could mine it.
When Bill says the mine was wet, it's hard to imagine just how much water they needed to pump every minute in order to keep things running. The rest of the story behind this behemoth is next time. As we travel the countryside in Iron Mountain, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.